Big Fluff.
Is it for real? We used to love it, then we watch it, now we don't know if we like it. Is it for real?
You're listening to
Is It For Real?
This is Philip.
And Katie.
And Bridget.
And today on the pod, in partnership with the wonderful local to Baltimore Theater Creative Alliance, we are doing Big Lebowski in honor of their interactive theater experience on May 31st. They're going to be showing Big Lebowski. So we're excited to do it. It's a 1998 film, which kind of blew my mind because originally when it was suggested, I was like, it's too recent to do. But here to introduce it is one of the hosts of the interactive movie, Jen Marsh.
Hello, Is It For Real party people? This is Jen Marsh coming to you from Patterson Park, wanting to talk to you about the Big Lebowski, 1998 hilarious classic by the Coen brothers. So, you know, anything by them is just a perfect movie as far as I'm concerned. It is a classic mistaken identity plot, which always brings just complete and utter nonsense. And just as a, just as an FYI, they say the word fuck 260 times, making it the most fuck-laden movie in all of creation as of this date. But it is hilarious characters, the mistaken identity, the dude abides. I think everybody wants to be the dude. Even chicks want to be the dude. I mean, he walks around in his bathrobe drinking White Russians. I think I've dated a couple dudes, so, you know, I'm very familiar with them. And then you have Walter and Donnie, who are just crazy bonkers. You love them. The dream sequence, the rug sure does tie the room together. All the quotes, all the magical, just cinema moments that are the Big Lebowski is the reason why you should come and see myself and Heather Keating work on present you the Big Lebowski. We have an interactive movie night. We have made it a combination of Mystery Science Theater 3000 meets Rocky Horror. There's a costume contest at the intermission, and I think you have to be there. So for the best information, go to creativealliance.org. Buy your tickets today. It will sell out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm very curious, actually, and I guess I'll get into it. I don't need to do my level just now, but about two women, mm-hmm. or I'm making assumptions, but two women presenting this movie, because in my brain, this feels so dude heavy.
Dude heavy.
Yeah.
I was thinking
and
about
so
that
I'm
too.
Curious about that.
Well, that's a way to have the interactive movie night pass the Bechdel test, really.
yeah.
Which is, yeah, it is interesting. I was thinking about it because I don't think it's going to be, it's not like a shadow performance as far as I know, but like if you were to do kind of a, it would be interesting to do a drag performance of Big Lebowski with like drag performers, you know?
When you mentioned that before, I was very curious about drag John Goodman and I was wondering about how that
right.
worked.
Right. Yeah, but that's true.
It would find
a way to work. Yeah. I mean,
could be some
I wish
drag
I could
kings.
See the
That'd
show.
Be fun.
I would be really into Drag King Lebowski. I mean, like, I think it would be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about that, especially with the dream sequence when Jeff Bridges is like Julia Moore when he's like teaching her how to bowl. I'm like, I would be really into this if this was a drag king.
Sure.
So anyway, yeah.
If they can somehow reroute the, what is that, like fiber optic cable that's connecting like New York and Dublin or something like that? Have you guys not heard of that?
I have, where they're like seeing each other through the portals.
Yeah, they're not really using it great. But so I think if we could use it for good and have that be a way that I could watch this show live, that's a bit better use of it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
That's very interesting about the number of F-bombs in the movie, because I didn't quite clock that, and normally I would have, I guess, but I clock and I should have been keeping track of is the amount of times they said like butt sex, or like maybe it was just like F you in the butt, but it was just like more times than I've ever heard that phrase in my entire life in this movie.
Yeah, they
Although
say that a lot.
the notes I had a different number of F bombs. I
Oh,
had
okay.
29, not that I counted them. It's just whatever reference I had from shortlist.com. 292 F bombs. He drinks 9 White Russians. The dude is said 160 times, and then one time it's seen in text during the gutter balls sequence. The rug is mentioned being peed upon 17 times. So, yeah.
There's also man is said a lot.
Yeah.
I
There's a
know there
lot. I
was a
mean,
number of it, but it repeats. There was like whole things of like how, and also like the dude is going around just like pulling from everybody else, like living, yes, ending the moment of like
It's
to
all
use the
repetition.
parlance of the time. Yeah, it's like a repetitive. Yeah, this movie is repetition. It's interesting.
And with that, it's like there'd be a whole scene, and then there'd just be a scene where they talked about that scene. Is that very Coen Brothers, or is that just like it's like bad improv in some ways, where you're like, why are you talking about this thing that we just saw? Because I'd be like trying to write notes, and I'm like, they're talking about the thing that just happened.
That maybe not necessarily Coen Brothers, but I think it was more just for this character. First of all, it's just that the dude's brain is so addled that he just gloms info or like phrases and then uses it at his as his own. And then just the talking about it, I think, is to really just show that they all have a pretty different view of what actually had just occurred.
Katie, do you want to do your level?
Yeah, I can start. So I think I'll make my level. Well, that's just like your opinion, man. Which I think is my favorite quote from this. Phil and I have a friend, Joby T, and for some reason, Joby T always kind of reminded me of the dude. It's just kind of the way
Yeah,
he
I can see
talks. And
that vibe.
yeah, and sometimes I can even I'm just like this very neurotic Muppet. Like I know I don't come off as the dude at all, but there's part of me that I can hear myself like inserting man and like more. And so
Katie, you also
sometimes.
don't come across as a neurotic Muppet, but I
Really?
love that you
That's right.
identify that way. And if that's how
Okay.
you identify, then that's yours, but
Well, I just don't think I come across as quite as laid back as the dude, but sometimes,
no one really is.
okay, yeah, no one really
And you would
is.
have serious problems if you did, I think.
Yeah,
You're
totally.
pretty laid back.
Okay, cool. Now I'm less stressed out having said that. But I have Phil and I have hosted at least one White Russian Big Lebowski party at the house. At least one, I think two. And so this has totally been in my world, but this was the first time I actually sat down and watched it in its entirety. It's been on the background at those parties. I've seen a lot of the clips. I knew a lot of the quotes and some of the premise, but I really don't think I've ever watched it from start to finish. So it was a first for me.
And I will say, at one of those parties, we had someone who kept pace with Big Lebowski on his White Russians, and it did not go well. So if you're doing that at home, don't do
Oh, that
that.
person
Call
is a real
that
fan of
half and
this
half.
pod.
Yeah, they know who they
And they know
are,
who they
and they can
are.
call in if they want
Wink,
to right
wink.
now.
Exactly.
You just shouldn't have that much dairy and alcohol together anyway.
I've actually done that before at a like red eye party, and oh man, it also did not go great. You should not.
No.
Bad mix.
Yeah.
So yeah, my level is gonna just be Liam and me. I watched this movie a ton, and in college we had a party, and me and a buddy made a drink, and it was called Me and Liam and Me, because the last part of that is are gonna fuck you up. And so just college boy brains thought that was hilarious. And like I said, I've seen this movie a ton. I probably saw it like a year or two ago, so I'll watch it every couple years.
Very fresh on the boy brain. My level is like a non, it's not an accurate haiku, but it's like a haiku that I wrote, which is John Goodman bowling, college dorm boys, boyfriends, fucking hate the Eagles. That is what I know about this movie.
Yeah.
I have never seen it in my whole entire life. I knew I asked my husband, is this movie about John Goodman bowling? Because then I was like confused between this and Being John Malkovich and Swingers maybe, which were just these movies that like college dorm boys always
Yeah,
had on in their rooms,
posters.
and you'd
They're a
walk in and you'd be
similar
like,
time period,
you'd just be like, oh yeah, like, and then going to college in 1999, this was like very much in everybody's brain, and just like every boy or man I've ever dated or talked to has some sort of quote about this movie, and in particular one guy that I dated for a long time, right, who always talked about like fucking hating the Eagles. And like, as soon as I heard the Eagles in the car, I was like, this is that line. And I never knew where it came from, and I never knew what it was about.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
funny.
It is just like these things that have been said to me, but I've never seen this movie until yesterday. So it's very fresh on the brain.
Nice.
Yeah. How do we even talk about a movie like this? I guess we'll just get into the
I have a
beginning.
question. I have a question to
Sure.
start us off. Is the briefcase in this movie a MacGuffin, or is it too plot central? Like, does it matter too much? Because I was like, I think it's just because it's just we're just following the dude around LA, and it's almost like a Harold where we always come back to the bowling alley, you know, like it's very it's like from here to there to here to there. There's so many scenes, there's so many different, but like, you know, like do we care if he gets the briefcase back? I guess we do.
A little bit because it has the money. And I think one of the thing, I mean, this is basically a film noir with just a stoner as the lead. And what they always talk about is
Maybe
how
that's more of it,
the
yeah.
actual mystery of this doesn't matter. The whole like
Yeah.
he turns back up. There's no one
Right.
like, I mean, Donnie dies, but like no one
Yeah.
central to the mystery dies.
Yeah, that's
Or like,
true. Maybe I was more grasping at like the film noir of it all, where you're just like, right, like it doesn't, it's very complicated in a way,
it's
and
the
it
internet
doesn't.
says when if you try to Google this, it says yes, the briefcase in Pulp Fiction is a MacGuffin.
Oh.
But then if I look down, it says MacGuffins can be anything from the briefcase in Pulp Fiction to the Persian rug in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, the rug is the MacGuffin. Okay. Maybe it was the briefcase in Pulp Fiction has been used as an example before, so it like stuck in my head. Okay. Got it.
So maybe
I'll learn what
that's
it is one day.
I don't know, but the
and a lot of
internet says it's the
times.
rug.
Yeah, it's this hand wavy thing that doesn't, because like
It's
in no one knows what's in the briefcase in Pulp
okay.
Fiction, and yeah.
Okay, I see.
Anywho.
So we start this movie where I wrote like, is this a talking tumbleweed? Because I just didn't know what I was into. I'm like, is this movie going to be narrated by a tumbleweed, and is it going
A
to
talking
talk?
tumbleweed. Yeah.
I thought it was a talking tumbleweed, but it's Sam Elliott, right?
Sam Elliott for
Yes, Sam
sure.
Elliott.
Who kind of sounds like it could be John Goodman if he was doing like an accent or like an affected
They both have
voice.
like deep voices.
Deep
Sam Elliott is
voices.
so distinct though.
Oh, I
Like,
know.
I'm
Very,
man.
very distinct.
I'm a
And
handsome
he's only
cowboy.
been in one other movie that we've done, correct?
Roadhouse,
Roadhouse?
right?
Yeah.
I think
Which
so.
that'll come up later as well.
Yeah, I thought he had been in a lot more. And like, I just picture him so much older, but he was like younger. I don't
I think
know. He
he's
looked
always been
younger. He
that
always
age.
looks the same.
Really? Okay.
Wild.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I thought in Roadhouse he looked a lot older. I'm so
Well, I
confused,
remember
but I'm
you
just like,
thinking he looked like the Grandpa Fraggle. That
he
was
does
your.
always look like the Grandpa
Yeah,
Fraggle,
so
and
maybe
he
you've
just
aged him
changes his
up.
mustache length, and I think that's
Yeah.
how, yeah.
Having lived in California now for about 8 years, I was very excited to see Ralph's featured as the
Yeah.
grocery store,
So were my
as that is a
couchmates.
California
They
grocery
were trying to like
store.
I think that's in Woodley or like Westwood. Like they were trying to figure out exactly which Ralph's it was.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
And so we meet the dude. Well, I don't like, I was really confused at the beginning about just my question is the dude like a legal name? Is it like a name that he's like legally going by? And like, at what point in his life did he go from being Jeff Lebowski to the dude?
My guess is college. I don't think it's a legal name. It's just
No, I think
he's
it's just
too laid
everybody calls
back
him that.
to not go
Sorry.
by a nickname. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we know
Right.
his real name is Jeffrey Lebowski.
Right. And there's two Jeffrey Lebowskis. And my other question is like, is that a common name?
don't think so, but I think that's why the confusion happens, because it's like such a distinct name that that's why the mix up. Like they probably looked him up in the phone book and it's like, here he is.
I also thought, like, before I've ever seen this movie, that Lebowski was like a term for like something that happens. Cause like it'd be like the big heist, but this is like the
Yeah, the
big
big
Lebowski.
Lebowski.
And I didn't, and then it seems like the older Lebowski is the big Lebowski.
Yes, he's the Big
Okay.
Lebowski,
The Big
which is
Lebowski. There's
weird.
like Big Lebowski and Little Lebowski, kind of.
And deadbeat Lebowski.
Oh, got it. Okay. I see. Got it. Yeah.
So yeah, we get introduced to the dude. He's at the grocery store and he has his Ralph's like bonus card and he's writing a check for 69 cents for
Buying
groceries.
some
He got
half and
quite a
halves.
deal on like a few different groceries, it looked like.
Right.
I think he just bought the half and half, I
Oh,
thought.
really? He had like a big bag full of things, I thought, when he came back.
There was a fact too, because George Bush is on the television saying something about the Kuwait, and but that happened like a year before Lebowski dates the check, or like the dude dates the check. So something like he's worried that the check will bounce, so he has to date it like a year after. I don't know. There was some like weird fact about that. I'm like, maybe that's true. I can't imagine the Coen brothers are hoping that we would like clock that of like, no, Bush gave
Maybe.
that speech in, 1990.
They're
I don't
so
know.
detailed in everything, though. I
Or
think,
yeah,
I
maybe.
mean, there's a whole thing of just like Jeff Bridges was like, oh, you know, how does this
Oh,
work?
sorry.
Do is there a lot of improv? And John Goodman, who had done movies with them before, is like, no, there's every has already been written into the script. There's
Yes.
never any rewrites. This is
Yeah.
the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, which makes sense. So and then we follow him to his house, right? Where
Yeah.
I mean, the next note I mean, he just there's so many times where he just gets like pushed from the back and like nailed against a wall. And this where it's like I kind of lost track of like I had no idea why slamming him into that toilet was so milky. I'm like, oh God, what's in that toilet? Like, no, it's the milk that he's
It's the
carrying,
half an hour.
right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I mean, it took me several watches before I picked up like why that milk splat, or like why is there
Okay.
milk in his toilet? And it's no, he like smashes the milk right when he like goes there is what it,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
yeah.
And then they're dunking him. They're like kind of, doing some water torture on him in his own toilet, trying to
Gross.
figure
Yeah.
out. Yeah.
I never, ever, ever, ever want to put my face inside of a toilet.
It's
Anybody's
rough.
toilet, even a clean toilet, let alone
Yeah.
his toilet, which I bet smells like a latrine.
It did not look very clean.
No.
Admittedly, he was saying like, "Do I look like I'm married? My toilet seat's up," which is a good, good indicator probably.
I also liked how cool and calm he stayed. You know, he was just like, where's the money? It's like, maybe it's down in there. Let me take another look.
Yeah,
It's just like, that's
totally.
a pretty badass line after you're
Yeah.
like just
Did
been jumped.
they tell us that his door doesn't lock at some point in
I don't
this
know.
film? Or like,
He doesn't lock
why
it
doesn't he lock the door? He probably
ever, or these
forgets. People
or
just keep
yeah.
coming into his house. And like, that is my biggest nightmare, to be like, in a bathtub, and a man comes into my house to murder me or something,
Yeah,
you
so
know,
many
like, or just
times.
drop a marmot on you.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Yeah, so then he finds his sunglass in the toilet. And then they kind of leave. I mean, I guess he kind of convinces them that like
Well,
he's the wrong guy.
the very important thing that sort of kicks off the movie is that he gets his rug peed on.
He gets his rug peed on and is pissed about it.
And then, of course, yeah, Wu and the unnamed thug, Blondie, realize that this guy's not a
Maybe.
millionaire.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like but they're there because they work for, like, let's just unpack it. They work for
Okay.
the
Yeah.
porn people who
They
are
work for
trying
Jackie
to get
Treehorn.
Tara
Jackie
Reid
Treehorn.
to give the money back that
That
she
she
owes
owes.
for being in a porn. Why does she owe
No, she
money?
probably like borrowed money for drugs or who
All around
knows.
town or something.
She
She has like
borrowed,
debts all
she
around
owes money
town.
around town. Yeah.
That's what they
Um,
say. Okay, got it. Right. So they just like
yeah.
looked up Jeffrey Lebowski in the phone book
Right.
and went to this guy's
They're
apartment.
not the brightest bulbs.
No. And then when they're bowling, then we get to introduce to the bowling alley to John Goodman and Steve Buscemi
Wait,
and like, oh, sorry.
Before we go into that, we actually this is a very expensive movie for us, so we have to get our first ad break.
Oh, okay.
We've got some sponsors
Yes, that's right.
this week. So before we get to the bowling, here is our first sponsor. Woo's heavy ass golf balls. Obviously, you want to become a golfer. And you're like, hey, Woo, aren't golfers like millionaires? Yeah, I think so. Well, you'll need a really heavy ball, we think. Serious offers only. Don't waste their time, assholes. All right, yeah. They didn't give us
Awesome.
much money, but they did give us some.
No.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you to
I
our
did love
sponsor.
this like slow motion bowling introduction where it's just like all these people bowling in slow motion and like so many beautiful shots actually of like the insides of the bowling alley throughout this whole movie. Like you
Yeah.
get to see like the pins reset and like I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just like a lot of really cool shots of the bowling alley period.
And I love bowling alleys, especially like sort of divey ones. And yeah, watching this movie always just makes me want to go bowling at a place with cheap beer and bad nachos and just bowl.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
when you
know.
don't when, like and people don't bowl like this anymore where you have to like keep your own
Oh,
score
I
on
love
like the
that.
little
Yeah.
pencil or
The
the little
overhead
like overhead
projector.
projector.
So good.
Yeah, but now they do it
So,
for you.
well, and this is where like Walter is, you know, what I bet happened is you got confused by, you know, the other millionaire, Jeff Lebowski. And the dude's like, maybe. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, for real? Like, you didn't think that? Like, if you're already aware that there's a million, it's just so funny. I guess it's just like a lot of this stuff can be waved away where he's just like, his brain is toast anyway. So, you know, so it's just interesting. Yeah, it would be my dumber if I didn't think the dude was probably high this whole time.
But I also think it's sort of the film noir trope is that the protagonist is always a little bit behind and trying to catch
Yeah,
up
you're
to
right.
this mystery. And so it's sort of a offshoot of that sort of film noir trope.
My question is like, how do you guys feel about Walter?
I'm not a huge fan.
I mean, he's hilarious, but yeah, I mean, he's meant like it's just, I wouldn't want to be
He's
around
not doing
him.
well. I mean, he's clearly like,
No.
oh yeah.
I'm having a hard time because there's like clearly he's suffering like mentally from his time as a war veteran. And he's so mean to Donnie, like so mean. It's like, again, I think maybe I'm not the right audience for this movie, but like, it's too mean. I'm like, he doesn't say anything. He's so nice. He's just trying to get along. And he's just like so mean to him.
I think that it's a really good performance by John Goodman. Like some of it, like the turning to 11 and then down, like I feel like it's a tricky thing he's doing. I think it is very funny. I think it doesn't age super great. Like I think like it used to be like I guess more accepted and fun to like poke fun at how unhinged like veterans would be. You know, like it's like and it's a little right. He's a little too mean and he's a little too incompetent and he's a little too like actively traumatized, I'd say, for it to be as funny as I think it's supposed to be. But I can plug into the moments that's very funny. I think if it were made today, it might be like a little tweaked a little bit.
Although there is a theory, I don't believe this one, that he was never in the
Yeah, you
military in
wonder.
Nam.
Yeah.
I once again, I don't believe that. I think he was, but like, who
It's
knows?
never
It's a
so clear.
fictional
Yeah, no,
character. Yeah.
it's true. And I mean, like, there's a lot of elements to it that are very creative and like it's great writing. So like I don't like,
Yeah.
you
I
know,
mean,
Come on, Brother or some of the
it's
Dream.
clearly like a very smart movie, but
Yeah.
like it's very 1998. Like the threat
Yes,
again of
totally.
anal sex, which is extraordinarily homophobic, and the fact that they're threatening each other nonstop with this, and like this thing, like, and then they have that whole conversation about one of those thugs that came in and like calling him Asian. John Goodman actually is like, it's Asian American, you know, and
And
he's
I
like
think that I
trying
think
to
he's supposed to
correct
be a paradox of like
him.
quiet and calm and practical and reasonable and then totally unhinged,
Because
which he pulls
especially, yeah,
off.
especially for that one, he uses the slur and then, and or no, he clarifies, is like, well, no, he uses the slur, then says, hey, actually, you shouldn't be doing this, and then instantly goes back to using it himself. And no, it's
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, like, I don't think we're like, yeah, a lot of the characters are kind of like quote unquote problematic, but I don't think anybody's supposed to really be the hero anyway. Like, no one's like great.
But people idolize, like our introer said, like they idolize the dude. Like I never want to be the dude. I don't see that as a character that I'm like, man, you know what? I do want to be broken in a bathrobe. And also, like, as a woman, I don't find him sexy or appealing. That's why when like freaking what's her name?
Bod.
Julianne Moore
Bod.
goes to like sleep with him, I'm like, girl, he's grungy. His body parts are smelly.
I know.
You want to have sex with him?
It changes for
Well,
me
he
scene
does
to
take
scene.
baths,
I
you know.
know.
I
He
guess he
gets
does.
he's sometimes a little more put together. He has a sweatshirt that I have. And I was like, he doesn't look too bad in that one. He's like, when they're at that diner, he's
I
wearing this yellow
agree.
sweatshirt. I'm like, oh my
Yeah,
gosh,
the
I have that
sweatshirt.
exact sweatshirt. Yeah, it is interesting. But yeah, I think Walter's an example of something that is like entertaining at times to watch, but you never want to be around this person. This guy is just chaos. And it says something where it's like the dude is so fried that it's like, I guess he'll hang around with them. But like, what could he possibly be getting out of this friendship?
Or how did these three meet? That's
That was my
my.
other question, is
I
like,
assume
how they
bowling.
were
I don't
assigned
know.
together and then
Yeah,
just
maybe.
it worked. Yeah.
Because like some of the other teams seem to have like, what's the other guy?
I don't know.
John
Jesus and Liam,
Turturro's team.
those seem like two randos as well.
But
It's just like
they
an.
wear matching colors at least.
Sure.
Because Jesus has like the most amazing jumpsuit collection.
Wild.
I love it, of solid colors. And his partner with the little tummy
Liam,
always, Liam,
yeah.
always wears a matching shirt.
I do, if I make a strike while bowling, I try to do John Turturro's dance.
Yeah, that's a good dance.
It's wild.
That was a great little slow motion scene too.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
so the dude just gets to go to the other Jeffrey Lebowski's house. They just let him in. Philip Seymour Hoffman lets him in, which is
He makes an
strange to me.
appointment. He
Okay, he
calls
makes an
Brandt.
appointment.
Yeah.
That's even impressive to me that he like had the foresight to make an appointment to go there and that they let him come.
Yeah.
Just a rando to this house, but and
He.
the yeah.
I was gonna say, I think whether this is true or not, I think they're saying that the Big Lebowski has like this huge ego, and Brandt takes him on this tour of the house, and maybe that's the whole thing. It's like, yes, come ogle at my wealth and my achievements, and that's where he just wants to be doing that.
Yeah, I just maybe wanted to like put him down. I don't know. Because he was like, yeah, you explained it for the phone. I'm not getting you a new rug, basically.
Yeah.
I love Philip Seymour Hoffman's performance in this,
Oh,
of just being
gosh.
scandalized and just being trying to have like, when did he get this job? And like, what is this job
Yeah.
day to day
He
must be
makes a
terrible.
face like at one point in the limo later on, and I just
Yeah.
cackled because like he has such good he was really
Yes.
good. Like the
I
scene
love
of
it.
the dude just looking at all the pictures, or when he's like rubbing on the little shoe on the plaque, and each time Brandt just sort of like cringes
Yes.
inside. He's like, please
Yes.
no. And
It's
then he
so
does it one
good.
last time. I could watch that scene over and
Oh,
over and over
or
again.
when Tara Reid says something like absurd and Philip Seymour Hoffman just
Yeah.
has to kind of laugh,
Brant can't watch
ah,
though.
laugh
We
along
do
with
love
it.
her little.
It's
Yeah.
this sort of like
incredible.
long-suffering assistant to royalty or
Yeah.
super rich is just like always
It's classic.
like, if I want to be cast, I want to be cast as that, because it's always like something where they're
Yeah.
clearly smarter than everybody and yet have to like kowtow, and I don't know. It's
Yeah.
just really interesting. So yeah, like the big Lebowski says he's not gonna fix the rug, and he yells at him and tells him to get a job. And
And also repeats the Asian American slur
oh,
from
right.
the
Yes,
other
he
one. So it's
does.
like,
Everybody's just on board.
everybody's on board.
And then the dude just comes out saying like, went great. He said I could take any rug I wanted. It's kind of
Which I
smart.
thought was really
Sure.
funny.
And then that's, yeah, then we get to meet Tara Reid at the pool, and understand that she's Bunny, right?
Yeah.
Who's a teenage girl who's run away from home, we learn later.
Yeah, I
Teenage
guess.
girl? Well,
Well, the picture was of her cheerleading. I just don't know when the picture was taken. Like, is she much older than that? I don't know. It's not great.
she's very young. I think she's
Yeah.
probably younger than 20.
Yeah.
But they got married, like full on married.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I
Okay.
guess.
So
It's
this was like
wild.
American Pie time, wasn't it?
Yeah, 98, I guess. Yes. So I think she
Let's
was,
see.
I mean, I
She
knew
was born
exactly, I
in
immediately knew who she was. I'm like, oh,
born in
Derby.
1975. So maybe she was.
Well, the
Wow,
actress might be
all of those
older.
American Pie people are like 50, 45 and 50. That's
Makes
weird to me
sense.
now.
It's loco, yeah.
Okay, weird.
So now we're back at the bowling alley, and this is where, oh my God, Walter just loses it on Smokey with a gun in the
Oh,
bowling
yeah.
alley. Oof. Which is another strike
This,
against
yeah.
Walter. You're like, yeah, nuts.
That was
I
not,
would say
that
it's
di I
his
did not enjoy
lowest
that.
moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so too, because it was just like, this is, and it's real too. Like, it's not like it's like a little says bang when you pop it. Like, he like unloads it. You're like,
It
oh,
was
okay.
loaded. Yeah. One in
Yeah,
the
it,
chamber
yeah.
loaded. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
thank
thinking
you.
about like, what does Smokey do? It's like, do I die over like this thing? But he was like, I wasn't over the line.
And not to get too like, and this is a pro, I think, say that's like a problem because it's Walter's lowest moment, but then it also casts this shadow on the dude and Donnie because you're like, who are you hanging out with? Like,
Yeah.
you know,
I
that he
mean,
almost like killed somebody and you're in the alley. Like, yeah.
there is some pretty good like physical comedy of there of the dude trying to give Smokey the pen, and
The
you can see that
stakes.
like both Donnie and the dude are just like freaking out or just like, we don't want any part of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do enjoy in this scene the whole like back and forth, like kind of frenetic talking they do about this dog that's at the bowling alley, and he's like, it's a Pomeranian. It's a Pomeranian, and they let it out, and it's just like not a Pomeranian, but
That
nobody
was
ever
Nora's comment
addresses
as
it.
well.
It's like a
Yeah.
Westie or like a Yorkie. No, it's a
Yorkie, I
Yorkie.
think. Yeah.
But and then yeah, this just dog is like along for the ride because John Goodman's character has this like woman that he's like
Cecile,
his
Cynthia,
ex-wife, his ex-wife
Cynthia,
that
yeah.
he's still like betrothed to and still like cares for. So it's
Yeah.
like you do get this like very multi-dimensional
Oh, it's
character
true.
in
And then
like a
even
short period of time.
as they're talking in the car in the background, you see the police like running into the bowling alley. Because of course someone called the police because a gun
Yeah.
was pulled. So
Yeah.
it is fun. I mean, which is funny. That is just super funny to me anyway. So it's just like, okay, like this movie comes at you quick, and it turns from dark to serious. I kind of forgot that the Coen brothers usually do things that are like pretty dark.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I
this
mean
one's
they
one of the lighter ones, I'd say. But
because I think one of the this was like the third Coen brothers movie that Steve Buscemi had done after like Miller's Crossing and Fargo.
Fargo. Yeah.
And the joke was that his body gets smaller and smaller as he dies in each of these movies. It
Oh,
was like a regular
jeez.
body, then a leg, and then ashes
Oh,
in the.
right. Oh,
Oh, wow.
interesting.
I was thinking a lot about answering machines during this movie because I think in, I don't know how much in real life it ruins people's lives or whatever, where like your phone rings and somebody
What
leaves
a
you a
movie
message
plot.
and like everybody
Yeah.
can hear it live versus now, like nobody gets to hear your messages if somebody's threatening you or what have you. But so we get this like a lot, like him listening to his voicemail.
Yeah.
And so he gets like threatened by the bowling league about like what happened with John Goodman. And he also
Yeah.
gets like Brant calling him, like telling him to come back several times. And at first I thought it was about the rug too, but he's like, it's not about
We don't care about the
the rug. We
rug.
don't
So
care about the
funny.
rug. We need your help. And then like there's just so much happening. And there's this like other guy that comes to the door who's like the landlord,
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Oh my
who's
gosh.
like such an
Which
awkward little
you're kind of
friend.
like figuring out, like, how is he living in LA? Like, he doesn't have a job. And then you're like, oh, I think he's just basically not paying this landlord much. And he's just desperate to have pals come to his ballet show. So
No,
it's like, okay, he
well,
probably pays every other month. Who knows?
there's a lot of different theories. I think in an early draft, he had like inherited Rubik's Cube
Rubik's
money.
Cube. Yeah.
Then I think one is like he had like a lawsuit that he was getting residuals from or something like that.
Kind of like a Seth Rogen, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's, but yeah, I think he had some sort of pot of money or from some sort of work, and he's really good at not spending much
Yeah,
money.
it seems like it. Yeah. I mean, he does go into with Julianne Moore when, like, at post sex, he talks about, like, I was a roadie. I did one of the Seattle Seven or something. And then, like, another draft. I mean, which are, is all this stuff made up? Like, there's so many
But
things that they're
no,
talking about. I'm like,
they're based on real people. It was a different like producer and director had some of these different stories that
Okay,
was
got
based
it.
upon. It's a matchup of different
Yeah,
people,
it
but
does
yeah.
seem like he's like Kaiser Sose. It's just like, I think he is just looking at the stealing and coming up with stuff. But yeah. Yeah, so that's the landlord that we get to meet. And then
I will say
yeah,
I
it
was very
seems
glad we did get to go to that dance show later on because,
it was amazing.
but
What a
why does
payoff.
he want Labatt? Why does he want the dude's opinion on his dance show?
I think
He's kind of
it shows
chill.
people like the dude and feel like he's got sort of, I don't know, he appeared not educated, but he appears to be, I don't know, laid back and went to college. I don't know what I'm trying to say with this, but like he
I
was
think
in
if
the
he's not
Seattle
in a
Seven.
right. I think if he's not in a stressful situation, he wouldn't be like the worst guy to like give you a direct opinion that's like not super harsh. Yeah, he's very affable. I feel like he is the precursor to the guy from High Maintenance. He's very much, he's just like super likable. He's on the periphery. He's like nobody's best friend, but he's like in your world or like in the orbit is how I took it.
Yeah, I like that.
So the dude goes back to the Big Lebowski's mansion, and the Big Lebowski seems very fraught and upset because they've
He's in
gotten
the
a
East
ransom
Wing.
note, yeah, by for
Secluded.
Bunny, a faxed ransom note. And like people used to like cut up these like things from magazines and stuff to make ransom notes. And is that just like, wouldn't typing a ransom note just like be better?
I don't know if you can trace it
You,
easier.
yeah, you, because all typewriters are sort of have different keys that they can
Right, and then like
hit
you couldn't have
heavier.
typed it on a computer and printed it out.
They
I
can
don't know.
trade,
I don't
I
know if
don't
it's
know.
an homage to how it used to
Anyway,
be,
I
how you
just think
used to
about
ransom
like,
people.
yeah. And so now that we know what we know, that's not a real ransom note. Is that true?
Well, it's,
Or is it? Oh, it
yeah,
is
like
because
you.
it's real, but she wasn't stolen.
Right. They knew that she was gone and no one knew where she was. And so they were like, this is a good opportunity to try to get this money.
So they wrote it.
They, the nihilists, the Germans
The
wrote it.
Germans.
Oh, the Germans
Yeah.
wrote it because they knew she's gone. They just
Correct.
saw her leave or
Because
whatever.
Uli, we, the head German, was in the pool earlier when we got
Right.
introduced to Bunny.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Cool.
Right. So they want to have the dude be their
Going through this
courier.
movie.
I know.
Bridget
Be
did
the.
smoke some pot right before
I
this, you know.
did, man. They want to have the dude be the courier to take the money to the guys so
Well,
they can
partly
get Bunny
because
back.
he could, and their pitch to him is like, isn't it so that because he would be able to recognize because they busted into his house? It's like, oh, you'll be able to see if it's the same people. Isn't
They
that
can
part of the pitch?
Confirm
Yeah.
yes or no if it is the rug
Yeah.
beers.
Yeah.
And that's real because Philip Seymour Hoffman. And the Big Lebowski are kind of whatever. I don't even know if we need to decide.
No, I think this is where the whole plan. I think this is true that they didn't give actually give them money. They wanted them to fuck up because they didn't care about Bunny.
They don't care if
Right.
she. Okay, got
Well,
it.
I think Brandt, I mean, he's just following orders, or he's left in the dark. I don't think he's introduced to this plan. I think this is just
Okay.
Big Lebowski doing this
Oof.
machination.
A lot. Okay.
And they right. The truth is he doesn't care if Bunny dies. In fact, maybe he wants her to die, so he puts phone books in the briefcase.
That's what they've come up with anyway. I guess they never quite admit
Right.
to
And I
it, but
mean,
that's what it seems
I
like.
believe that.
Yeah, once we realize he doesn't have any money, right?
And then we go back to the bowling alley, and this is where we meet. Well, it's not Jesus, he's Jesus. He goes by
Yeah.
Jesus, and he's in the purple jumpsuit. And then we also learn that he's like a pedophile.
Yeah, that
Like, I'm
backstory
like,
I
what
didn't
is this
necessarily
backstory? Why
need.
do we need this? This is just upsetting. And like, is he the foe of this movie for real? Like, they don't even like have the real tournament. Like, I don't know. It's
I
just
think all of that's just
this
background.
tournament is like
Yeah.
looming forever, and then
It's
we like
like
never.
Glee where they're
Yes.
always on to regionals, you
Yeah, I
know.
think that's the deal. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we flash. One of my favorite things is when the dude is on his floor just listening to other like listening to bowling. Just listening. It's like
Yeah,
sectionals
like
2005. It's just
Santa
listening to
Monica section.
pins
Yeah.
fall. It's so
Oh, yeah, that
funny.
was a nice shot. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. So it's clearly
But
doing something for him. It's very
it's a
meditative, I
soothing
suppose.
sound, I would
Yeah.
say. A pin's
Yeah.
hitting, you know.
Totally.
But yeah, he listens to that or whale noises. We later find
A whale noise
I
tape. That was
know.
funny.
Yeah. And my next note is just Walter is the worst friend. So this is where, like, I think the next scene is then he's got to do the briefcase toss. And I don't know why you call Walter. I don't know why he clued him in on this, because Walter is just a disaster.
I don't think he did. I
Yeah,
think
how did he know about it?
I think he was just like, I think he talked about it, but he didn't say, "Oh, you need to come with me." He
Oof.
just,
Yeah.
I don't
Tame.
know. I don't know.
Walter really kind of ruins his life. So then he jumps in the car with a Uzi, like, wrapped up. And I do
Didn't understand
love,
that part. Why is it wrapped up like a meat?
I guess just so you're not
You
caught,
obviously
like,
don't know.
walking around with it. I don't know.
I guess, yeah, it's probably an illegal gun.
Well, I
And
was
then
thinking, oh, sorry, I was just thinking, like, I
no, no,
would maybe take Walter with me because he has a gun and he's unhinged.
no. Maybe he is
And perhaps
unhinged.
he's the right person to have to, like, keep me safe.
He
He
owns
is. I
like
mean,
a, or he runs like a
the
security
security, I
service.
know.
Yeah,
I
soap
mean,
check
the dude
security.
is very chill about doing this chore. If somebody asked me to do this chore, I would arrange to leave the country. Like, I would just be like, my life is done. Now these people know where I am and they've asked me to do this. Like, I would have no idea how to do this. So it's true. Maybe you do want Walter's backup. But I love that he said his plan is to grab one of them and beat it out of them. Like,
He's so
where
excited
money
about that
is.
plan too.
It's so
It doesn't
complicated.
make
I do
any
enjoy that.
sense. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then he like rolls out of the moving car, which is
Well, he
so
gets the
dangerous.
slowdown to 15.
And then the Uzi shoots everywhere. I mean, it's just such a,
It's
it's so fumbled. It is very comedically, like, it's
a
filmed very
once again
funny.
an ama another amazing scene of
It's
just
wild.
the fucking amateurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so they bungle that. And then the nihilists, I guess, drive off with a briefcase full of underwear. And he is under the impression that he has a briefcase full of $1 million in his back seat, which he leaves in his car as he goes bowling in LA. I'm
How do they
like,
get to that bowling alley in that car that seemed to be wrecked and like the
all
tires? It's a
shiners.
very durable car,
I
you
guess so.
know.
That car makes it for a long time.
But he has the car phone and it's just ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and
I
ringing.
know.
I mean,
He just
the Coen
holds it.
brothers are very good at sort of ramping up that, not paranoia, but just anxiousness feeling. And I think this is what just the idea of this phone constantly ringing and you know you've screwed up or this character has
Something's
screwed up. It
coming for
just,
you.
it's ramping up the tension.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're very
I
good at
mean,
that.
one of the questions I had was, like, they come out of the bowling alley and his car is not there anymore. And Walter and has $1 million in the back seat. And Walter's like, well, maybe you parked in the handicapped spot and it got towed. And, like, that's totally likely. If he parked, did he park in the handicapped spot?
No, he said,
Or,
because he did. He did. Because he,
well, that's
Walter
not
said,
cool, man.
you
Yeah, not
were
cool.
parked today. They aren't
I
great
feel like
people.
unreliable. Turn off the TV. I like, that's one of the other things where I'm like, this isn't a great guy here. Like, what? And then it's like, he's like, no, you know, they stole it. I'm like, no, like, they could totally have towed it. Like, that is a
Yeah.
really big deal. And I would totally expect that would be exactly what I thought would have happened if I had parked in a handicapped spot and was bowling for however long. So it was actually confusing to me. I was like,
Right. My first thought is never that my car is stolen. It's
no,
that, yeah.
no. So anyway, that was actually, like, truly confusing to me. But I guess it's like, well, they wouldn't have towed it, or I don't know.
I do want to say, just because, like I said, when I was doing notes for this, I really just wrote down quotes. So from the whole drop scene, I can't get past without saying them. It's just, take the ringer. What's this? My dirty undies, laundry, the whites, or the.
The whites,
You're being very undued, and then you don't say peep, which I will definitely say that all the time.
It is one of the
Anyways,
most quotable movies out there, I think. It's pretty wild.
yeah,
I was sort of surprised that he went to the police for the missing car, like, because he's like involved in like crime
But I think it's like
now.
$1 million. I think it's like, well, at this point, because they could
Like, just
find
if I
a.
don't tell them this, they won't. I
Yeah.
mean,
Right. Like, he's just eliminating
papers. There's
information,
papers. I
but
know.
business papers. I mean, also the other cop that's like digging through the ashtray, finding like all like the roaches, the like old joints that are in
Yeah.
there.
Right. 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 Oh, and I love, I mean, what a use of an answering machine where he says, like, also somebody stole my carpet. And then it's just Julianne Moore. It's like, it's Maude Lebowski. I'm the one that stole your because you stole your carpet. Come over immediately. Like, oh my God.
They're like, well, we
She's very
solved
like
that one.
Jessica Rabbit. Like, it's so good.
So
And
Maude
that's,
Lebowski is
yes.
lives in a torture loft of some kind, or like a
An
artsy.
artist torture loft, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like a Jackson Pollock style. Like BDSM, so it's called.
Well, it was based on a real artist that was known to like paint naked in like a swing.
It's
Yeah.
so
Okay,
fun.
it's very
Her coming at
specific.
him is wild.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, then he's shown log jamming. Right? Like, isn't that when?
Yeah.
What? Log jamming? What's that mean?
The porn. This is the porn that Bunny
Oh.
Lebowski was in.
Yes.
To sort of give the backstory of who she is and
There's
who,
just a lot of, I mean, I get it, I guess, but just, I know why a lot of college boys were sitting around in the dorm watching this movie. It's just, there's just a lot of boobs. And there's just like gratuitous boobs and
There's not
boobs for
that many,
boobs.
though.
There's like Julianne Moore's boobs, there's the porn boobs, there's like the trampoline girl
Oh,
boobs
yeah.
that are just
That,
bouncing.
yes.
Girl. I
So,
love while they're watching log jamming that. Julianne Moore turns to him and just says, "The story's ludicrous." Like, it's so
You can
good.
imagine what
Her,
happens next.
you can
He fixes
imagine.
the
I mean, it's
cable.
just, and her affected accent. Like, where is her accent from? Like, why? You know, it's
Why does
so
she have an
good.
accent? It's
But it's
like,
kind of like a
and her dad
mid-Atlantic or
doesn't.
continental. It's not quite British, but it's like, it's just like a 1930s accent, which does add to the film noir of it, I
Yeah.
suppose. Yeah. And then
So
is
just to make
this,
things more complicated,
yeah.
she says, if he gets the $1 million back, which she says her dad embezzled from the business, she'll give him $100,000
Right. I know.
that's too
and
much.
then sends him to the doctor to get his face checked out, apparently.
Wants him, yeah, because she punched him in the face, I guess.
He's a good man and thorough.
Thorough,
Very,
super
very thorough.
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 And I just have a note here that says toe. Is this where we
Well, yeah, so the dude is in the
Whoa.
limo and he gets dragged into the other limo, and then the big Lebowski and Philip Seymour Hoffman are in there, and they're like mad because they've received a toe in the mail.
Oof. But do they
Also,
don't know it's not Bunny's toe, but they also don't care. Is that the deal?
yeah, they don't. Yeah, their
I think they're
plan is
mad because
fire
she's
him.
still alive. That's what they
Yeah,
discovered, right?
maybe. Yeah, maybe.
They thought the job was going to be
Well,
done.
I think they're also just indifferent to whether she lives or dies. It's like they are getting the $1 million, or like Big Lebowski's getting the $1 million out of this. I don't want to besmirch Brandt's name by saying he's embezzling the money. This is all Big Lebowski's.
Wait, but
And
how? Sorry, maybe I am missing a huge point of this movie, but like, how would they get $1 million? Because it's been lost and now the
well,
dude
because
has
he's
to find
embezzled
them and.
it. He embezzled the money, right? So, and the way he's gonna cover for it is to say it was paid off to get Bunny back.
But to
And
who? Like an auditor? Like who? Like, how are you going to say, who is he saying that to?
basically, yeah, like an
It's like,
auditor,
oh,
like
we'll see.
the
To the
board of
board, it's like,
the.
well, you see, my wife was kidnapped, and then I tried
Yeah.
to throw a briefcase off a bridge full of $1 million, and wouldn't you
So if she
know?
dies,
Wild.
then he's like, but they have the
Okay.
money.
Okay.
But if
All
she's still
right.
alive
I
and
see.
she's not back, or she doesn't die,
And the point of the
so.
pressure, the constant pressure on the dude is just to make it look real?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
But you think he thinks they're upset because she's not back yet, you
Yeah.
know. But
Yes.
that's
Okay.
not why.
Yeah. And then just also, I do love the original like limo drive with Dom Herrera, who's like a stand-up
Oh
comedian.
yeah, is
And then
that
just
Dom Herrera?
like, yeah. He's
Oh,
like,
that's
I
fun.
got a rash.
Yeah,
No, it's
that's
just
right.
and then also the when he's getting hauled over to the other limo, the I've got a beverage here is also one of my favorite or there's a beverage here is one of my favorite lines.
Also, at this point, we get introduced to the like blue Volkswagen bug that's been following the dude around, which comes back later. Just there's so many pieces
Well,
to the
yeah.
movie.
I know. I feel like
Like
I don't
I
know
mean,
how
I
to.
absolutely love film noir movies, so it's all these like pieces
Oh,
that are
geez, yeah.
there and these side quests. And I mean,
Yeah.
we made a
I
film noir,
know.
Kate.
I'm
So
yes, I'm
yeah.
aware of your love of film noir. I know, I was thinking about Shadows at the Observatory.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to rename your movie.
I know. Our movie so is not for real.
Was from a different
It was from a
time, you
different time.
know.
It's from a pandemic time. Yeah, the diner. I love the conversation in the diner where Walter is like, a toe, I can get you a toe. I mean, that's kind of, I love how nonchalant and just yes, Andy Walter is about like how he knows what's going on. He's like one step ahead of them, which he's just five steps behind, which is fun.
Yeah. He's a very
John Goodman
confident
is
man,
so
not always right.
yeah.
mean to this poor waitress here
Oh,
who's
I
just trying to do
know.
her job.
Oh man, I did enjoy that at least everybody else in that diner is like, whoa, who is this loose cannon? You know, didn't go
Mean,
unnoticed.
no one's ever like, oh, he Walter's cool.
It's
He's
true.
this is normal behavior. Everyone, even the dude is just like, you're being insane.
No, that's
And
true.
yeah.
And this is where we get like Ferret in the bathtub, right? Or marmot.
Yeah, we
What's the
dude
difference between
is
a ferret and a marmot?
A marmot
they're
lives
both
at like high
rodents, but
altitudes, right? Like I've seen a marmot in the mountains
you guys
and
know how I feel about
ferrets.
ferrets.
I'm yes, ferret chat. Yeah.
Yeah,
They're
and
like
this
they're but what is the I mean, it's such a weird like intimidation technique because it's like it's not like a snake.
no, and it was upsetting to me to drop that animal
Yeah.
in there. It's like drowning, kind of.
Well,
Yeah.
we checked Does the Dog Die real quick when that like Yorkie appeared. We're like, uh-oh. Because
Oh
I
God.
don't think the Coen brothers are beyond doing whatever. And the thing that came up was there is a ferret and he gets wet and he's upset about it, but then he's okay. I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
That's what came up. But
Yeah.
also, just picture what actually happens to the dude in this situation. Like, not good things. This ferret gets dropped into
He's gonna nip his peep.
just he's scratch the ferret's scratching all over the place. He is
Sorry, Katie, what?
the
Nip his peep?
Nip his peep.
nip his peep. He might
Yeah.
nip his peep.
As
The
two
peep
women
is
that own a
definitely getting
boy dog,
scratched. Yeah.
peep is what we choose to
Yeah.
call.
You haven't taught Louis the correct
I
language
know,
for
we're
his
terrible
genitals.
owners. I know,
Yeah.
I know.
His rod, his
His
Johnson.
rod. Exactly. I know, I guess he'll just be bit everywhere. I mean, it's not pleasant or anything, but I don't know if ferrets, marmots are, I don't know. It's wild. It's just like a
He would be
wild
scratched
scene.
everywhere. He would be
Yeah, it's
completely
true.
just
Yeah, like a
scratched
cat.
everywhere.
Right, right,
Yeah.
right. That's
Sad.
true. And I love that he's in his, to your point, Bridget, about like never locking his door. He's in the bathtub and then he's like, hey, this is a private residence, man. As if he thinks these people are like going to a club and they mistook where they were. It's just so funny. It's like, God, he like just really moment to moment.
And then, of course, they kill the answering machine, which I
Yeah.
think Seth Meyers just did a bit on corrections or one of his like things on Late Night where he destroyed a answer machine as
Oh,
well.
that's fun. Yeah.
Homage, yeah.
So, do the dude gets his car back,
Yeah.
but the briefcase is missing, but his Credence Clearwater
It's
tapes, is
like
that what it
tape
is?
deck is in there. Yeah.
His tape
The
deck is there,
credence.
and
Yeah.
it
Which is
smells
fun.
like pee, which I think is funny again because it's just like people keep peeing on this
Oh
thing.
God.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I think I can recite this whole movie. I could do that whole scene.
I'm sure. I did
It's
enjoy the working in shifts. Like, I'm like, yeah, we're
yeah.
working in shifts.
Boys down at the crime lab. We got him working in shifts. He's so
Yeah.
he loves the joke he's telling so much. I enjoy the joy
I
he
feel
gets out
like
of
that's a
it.
very realistic interaction that you would have somebody if they happen to find your stolen car. I'm like, yep, I think this is exactly how that would go. And if I was a police officer, that's probably what I would do too.
It's like, no,
Dude,
we
what do
found
you
your
want?
car.
And you left a briefcase,
Leads.
I don't know, as somebody that does not leave stuff in their car. I'm just like, I think LA is probably similar. Like, tell me your car. But yeah, not to blame the victim.
Yeah.
So they're back at the bowling alley, and Walter is like really worried about the bowling tournament, what's gonna happen, and then like Sam Elliott appears and he's like sitting at the bar and he's billed as the stranger. So
Right.
is he supposed to be also like I thought something really prolific was gonna happen in this conversation and it did not. So I was
I
confused.
think this is just this like magical realism where the narrator is in the movie and then he's not and then he is, right? I think this is this extra
Yep. I
element
would.
to it.
Is he a real person or is he just this? I think he, yeah,
Tumbleweed.
it's unclear. He's a talking tumbleweed.
Yeah.
But I thought he was gonna like give the dude like some insight into the world that was gonna like change his whole trajectory, and he did not.
Maybe
It
don't
just
curse so
kind
much.
of, yeah, which
And he
kind
did
of is a
say that.
wink of like, ooh, and I don't think they'd ever met before. So he's like, are you watching me? And the answer is yes, because I'm the narrator to your life. Yeah.
But then we get like Walter's whole speech about how, domesticated animals in urban, amphibious rodents, whatever, just Walter rambling, Walter being Walter.
Yeah.
Quite amazing.
So the dude goes back to Julianne Moore's house, and there's like this. Is he one of the German? I'm so confused. I'm
No.
like, oh, this is not a
This
German. Guy
is
looks like Tony Hale. Oh my God.
autocorrect change it, but it's Knox Harrington, the video artist, is who this is.
Is he
And
German?
it's just no, he's
No.
just sort of like, once
This
again,
artist.
pretentious, weird
And
accent.
it's just this giggle fest they're
I love it
having.
as
He's
well.
so
Oh my
giggly.
God. On the phone in Spanish. Oh my gosh.
What's with this
Wild.
guy and his cleft asshole?
That's so funny that they were on the phone having that conversation.
That
Wild.
whatever
Oh,
language they're
Gator did go
speaking.
though. Ha. It's like Spanish with like this like English accent. It's like wild. Oh,
And
see.
the dude tries to quit and tries to like come clean. He just like doesn't want to be involved anymore, and she like basically won't let him do that, right? And then the next scene we see is like him at the doctor trying to get his jaw fixed, but the doctor
What
tells him to slide his
happens?
shorts down.
And then he's like, the next scene is him like delighted in the car. Like, did he get a hand job? I mean, is that what happened
No, he
at
got
the.
a full. The whole thing is Maud wanted him to get a complete 100% medical exam to
Oh,
see if
because of
there was any
the
genetic or.
procreating.
Yes.
Okay,
That's
got
all
it.
that
Got it, got
was.
it. It is
I was
weird
like,
'cause you do see him in the car afterwards and
and
he
he's
does seem
like,
quite
woohoo, it's like
pleasant.
afternoon delight. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
I know. And I thought maybe like if you're more than just a workup, like maybe his sperm was getting checked or something to make sure it was
Right.
viable. But
Maybe.
again, like, yeah, I mean, that's a
I
whole other
think.
movie if like that doctor gave him a hand job to get a sperm sample and then yeah, I don't know.
But I think he's just a positive dude, if you will, in the parlance of the times.
Maybe so. I mean, maybe that's a glimpse into how his day's normally going.
He's got his car back. He's got his credence back. It's jamming out. He's
But
got a
then I don't
joint. He's got
understand
a
what's hap. Oh,
beer.
he drops the joint in his crotch. Is that what happens?
He flicks it out his closed window. It bounces off the window and goes into his lap,
Oh.
and then it's burning him.
I didn't get that. I missed that. I must have looked
Oh,
down for
yeah.
a second because I was like, what is happening? Why? Then I thought it was related to the doctor too, that like the doctor put some cream on him or something that's
Oh.
making him.
No, he's just a dumbass.
And then this is where he finds the kid's homework, Sellers.
Larry Sellers.
This is another like total side quest, right? Like we never understand, like, did that kid steal his car? I guess he did.
Yes, the kid did steal the car.
That kid stole that car. That is really hard to believe, but like I guess he's just up to no good. That kid seems like he never leaves his basement.
Well, speaking of which, not an ad break yet, but I have a quote from one of my friends to just sort of illustrate how much we watched this
Yeah.
movie. I had a call for anyone who wanted to submit their
Oh,
favorite
nice.
quote, and this one was about Larry Sellers. So,
Oh.
and yet his son is a dunce.
yes, while Larry Sellers does come from TV royalty, he wasn't the brightest bulb in the
Oh my God,
box.
that kid is just a blank slate, which is
Larry
acted very
Sellers'
well.
dad is in an iron lung.
Arthur Bigby Sellers. So he's no longer writing. He has health problems.
And was this a fake show that they made up, or did
No,
they
I think Branded is a real show.
branded? Okay. Yeah. And then this is where you get the whole see what happens when you F a stranger in the A, right? Over and over again, which
Oh,
I was
God.
reading when it's aired on television, they change it to this is what happens when you leave a stranger in the Alps. Yeah, and they were like, it's branded, it's like noted as one of the most creative subs ever. I'm like, yeah, except it doesn't make any sense, but I guess if it's like on his mouth and you just have to reap, it's like, all right, I guess.
Well, that would bring us to a time for our
Oh,
second ad
good.
break.
Oh, nice.
So, if you will, this is how we paid the bills.
Sobchak, Swiss chalets. Come, jump into your element, where life starts and stops at your convenience. Go ahead and finish your coffee, and then stay for some burgers, some beers, a few laughs. Your frickin' troubles are over, dude. Soap check, swish LAs. Discover what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. You leave his family. Special accommodations for show dogs. No amphibious rodents allowed.
That's great. I messed up.
Katie, good setup for that app. For that app.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Find a stranger in the Alps. Find. That makes more sense than leave a stranger.
I mean, yeah, I love the radio edit. I still think Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon is a better flip, but both of them don't make any sense. No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But he, I mean, they must
have really say Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
In Die Hard 2. Yeah. And there's no Mr. Falcon in that movie. Falcon, yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at your, I'm trying to like look at my lips and it's like, this is what happens when you find a stranger during the Alps. Like, you know, it's all about like fitting it with the lips, yeah. Right? It's interesting.
But no, it makes no sense.
Yeah. I love it though. I mean, the thought of John Goodman beating the crap out of this car, just repeating, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. Like as a child, what are they thinking is happening?
It's so now funny. I kind of want to watch that part.
I know.
It's funny to me.
Yeah,
they've got the YouTube clip of the radio or the TV edit. It's yeah.
Okay, so they wrongly assume that this child has stolen the briefcase and then bought a car. A child Correct. Bought a car.
Yeah, yeah.
With cash, yeah. And then he beats the crap out of the car, and then the neighbor comes out and he's mad because it's his car.
Yeah,
I feel bad for this guy.
I do too. And then like. Is John Goodman should go to jail for that? Like, did they escape? Like, the police should be called. Like, that's a crime.
Yeah, a crime. I mean, there's so many things that he should go to jail for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on the list.
I know. And I would never, oh my gosh, he's like beating the crap out of this car with a crowbar. And the guy comes out and he's like, stop it. And he just like, he gets out of his hand. And I'm like, I am out of here. I am not wrestling a crowbar out of a maniac's hand. Like, you know, it's a mistake. Like, it's obvious, like, or something's going on. Anyway, it's kind of wild.
I think he was just, the guy was so shocked that he was doing, because this wasn't a great neighborhood. This guy had obviously saved up a bunch of money to get this car.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
I want a movie about that guy.
Yeah, bummed me out. So then the dude goes home and he's like making homemade weapons or homemade. What's he doing?
He's nailing a board on front of the door so he can wedge a chair there so no one can get into his house anymore.
Oh, I thought he was like trying to make like a homemade like weapon.
No. He's like, it's like, yeah, a backstop.
He puts the whole thing together and then they just walk through the door anyway, right?
Well, he does it
That's the gag.
It's impossible because he's doing it on the inside of the door and it's an outward opening door. Oh. So it would never
work. Catch that.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that either. I didn't quite get that. I just saw the chair fall and I was like, oh, that didn't work. And John Goodman's like on the phone apologizing for like what he did. He's like, it's like a bad relationship.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I know toxic. I was like real wild and like now I'm just going to apologize. And the dude's like, has to accept his apology.
Yeah. Well, he kind of says like he doesn't, but then he's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there at practice. God, you know, it just feels like it's like they're just constant. There's like no getting away.
Yeah.
So they're like tied together with a 10-foot rope.
Because of regionals coming up, you know?
Exactly. And this is where we meet Jackie Treehorn, right?
Yeah. So the two thugs say that they know who he is. It's not the Big Lebowski. It's the deadbeat Lebowski. And, you know, they need to go with him. And so that, they meet Jackie Treehorn, which this actor we know from.
Is he from Demolition Man?
Roadhouse. He is the main bad guy from Roadhouse.
Oh, wow.
He's just as like cracked. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. It's like a very similar character.
Oh my gosh. Just as like wild and unhinged and unpredictable. Okay. So we go to what a wonderful like 70s house built of porn. Oh my God. I loved the house. It was pretty fun. That beach. I mean, like I want to be there. I would play net volleyball. It's great.
Figured. Do you want to be tossed in a blanket topless?
I don't know. It's too high. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I play volleyball.
Seems unsafe.
Yeah. Unsafe and also painful for your boobs.
And back. Yeah. I don't know if I need that.
So the phone rings and Treehorn goes over to like take a note from the phone call.
Oh my God.
Do you want to talk about it, Katie?
Yeah, he takes it and he looks like he's writing something, nefarious. And then I don't know if this would work, but Jeff Bridges, the dude, goes up to try to
Kind of
see, and he does
smart to
the
try to do that.
to try to anyway, if the pressure, and he just and it's just a sketch of like an erect penis. It's just a sketch of porn, as if this man was like just doodling. Like that's the important note that he has to bring to somebody. It's just incredible. I loved it. So funny. I laughed out
It's
loud.
like, is Jackie Treehorn, because
Right.
obviously he wants him to sort of think this, or he's trying to lull him in,
Who
and
knows?
he's like looking secretively over his shoulder. I don't know. I love all this
It
intrigue.
just sets it up as right. Like when he's not talking, he's just drawing penises. And like it's just wild. Yeah.
And then of course we get the line, "You mix a hell of a Caucasian, Jackie," before we realize that he's been Mickey'd.
Yeah. Why is a white Russian called a Caucasian?
Because a white person is called a Caucasian.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's just I don't know if that's like a cool term that people use normally, or he's like half roofied in. He's like, oh, that's like, oh,
No, I think
Caucasian.
that's just he that's his like nickname
His
sometimes
like,
for.
yeah. And
So this
then,
is the second dream sequence we had. We didn't really talk about the other one.
oh yeah, that's pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Every time he's
But
like knocked out.
this is like a drugged dream sequence in which he, at some point he is moving. Do they drop him outside? Because he's like running. I know we'll talk about the dream sequence, but
Okay.
he's like running when he wakes up. So
I think
he
that's
was
when he's like coming
outside.
to. Yeah.
Yeah, they like kick him out and sort of drop him on the road, and he's sort of like coming to and just running down the street, sort of coming
Yeah.
out of whatever
Yeah.
drugs they put him on.
But the dream sequence is a gutter ball. So it's like a porn of the dude's life, kind of. And this is where I was like, this could be a cool like drag king sequence. I could
With
see.
drag Saddam Hussein.
Oh my gosh. That actor really kind of looked like Saddam Hussein too.
Yeah. Which I love, like the first time you don't clock this person who's spraying the shoes at the beginning that then becomes this person. Like everything in this dream sequence is pulled from something else
Yeah.
earlier in the movie. The checkered floor is from his house. The
The
scissors
scissors
were
are a
on a
painting.
painting at Maude's
Oh,
house.
I didn't notice that. I did notice those scissors painting because I was like, oh, it's all very. I mean, it's all very like feminine, vaginal focused. Yeah.
Vagina. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You see the Audubon record with the three
I
guys in
saw that.
tights. So that's where he's
Right.
already seen all of this. Yeah, he's seen.
Which makes sense. It's kind of how dreams work. I could tell too. I was reading like the camera. I guess they had a camera on a spit essentially to do the ball, like when he's the perspective of the ball going. And I'm like, it is dizzying. It's not actually that pleasant to watch, but I was like, I think they really did
No.
that. Just fun. Yeah. And then he kind of wakes up, I guess, like, who knows what he's doing unconsciously before this, but then he's just running away from the house and
And they
it's
called the
picked
cops
up,
on him?
Yeah.
I
I
think,
guess. Yeah. And then we get this like wild police brutality in Malibu.
Yeah, geez
I'm glad
Louise.
that they don't like play. I mean, he gets the mug thrown at his head and you're just like, good Lord. But this movie doesn't exactly, because no one's like a hero. It's like not like it's not treating it glibly necessarily, like it's like, yeah, that like that he threw a coffee mug in his head and it's bleeding. It hurts. Like, and it's not
Then
cool.
flipped him over backwards. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, right. And I guess this is just this perspective on how Malibu would keep its streets
Fascists,
clean.
man.
Yeah,
Fascists.
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then,
But
man, like
also,
it.
oh,
Go
go ahead.
ahead.
I was
Well,
just going to say
then.
Jackie Treehorn treats women or objects like women, man.
I love. Yeah, that's fun. I know. He's just kind of like. Yeah, trying to get his tongue. And then he's in the cab, and this is where we get the I hate the Eagles, or I
I
fucking
just
hate the
fucking hate the
Eagles.
Eagles.
I hate the Eagles. And then it just turns into this like Adventures in Babysitting nightmare. And then he gets kicked out of the cab. It just feels like, God, ugh, like you're
First,
getting beat
also, we see
up.
Bunny drive past,
Oh, yes,
and
that's
she has
right.
all of her toes. They make a big deal
And
to show us that she has
I feel
all of
like
her toes.
this was a very like 90s, late 90s movie shot. It reminded me of the film Go, where all of a sudden, like one perspective is taken by a car, fast car in another
Yeah.
direction. And you're like, whoop, like not even like oblivious to what else is going on. She's just like flying down the road without a care in the world.
And he gets home. Maude is there wearing his robe, which again, I think is probably scuzzy. And
Yeah.
he's scuzzy because he's just been gross and out. And
Just
she
like, I'm
wants.
sure like 50 fever sweats from his like drug induced whatever, and
and then they that it's pretty up there for my bummer. I just think like that just grosses me out. I do not enjoy that at all for her, but she wants to do that. And then she basically reveals that like her dad is broke and she's been giving him money, and that's how the whole thing has been working. And then she's like trying to get pregnant by which just mean you shouldn't do that, people.
And I mean, this is where we get the line that sort of hand waves why she chose the dude, because she didn't want anyone that would possibly be any in any of her like social circles, and that's why she went to him.
Yeah, everybody needs him for something.
I mean, I sort of picked, what was it, the, gosh, who was it who had, like, David Crosby be, like, their
Isn't it Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah, that's right.
True?
Similar. But, that? Like, what, at least David Crosby's, like, an artist who's, like, done a lot in his life. Like, of all the people, like, she must really believe in nurture versus nature, because this person is unemployed and doesn't do anything. And, like, why pick him to be your sperm donor?
Because he was the Seattle 7, you know, well, him and six other guys.
I mean, you know, his. I mean, he's introduced to us as lazy. So I guess if you're not worried about somebody like filing for paternity or something, like, I love this guy. But yeah, it's interesting.
So, so I was just going to talk about how Walter observes Shabbos and says that he's Jewish because of his ex-wife. And
he converted.
He can't drive. Right.
Yeah. Which I think is this whole, like, that's when we get introduced to Cynthia, and it's like he's holding on to the past, and that's the dog is hers. I guess he, like, kind of dog sits the dog, and I don't know.
Although I take his point that, like, once you convert to religion, like,
sure, it's your life.
You don't, that's hopefully you didn't just do it for that one reason because your spouse did it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess the like irony and humor of it is he's just so angry about it all, just like screaming, like he can't bowl, I mean, he can't roll on Shabbos, and like,
he loves it because it gives him something to be angry about.
Yeah, totally. Right. And then is this where at some point we're at the diner with the Germans, and Annie called out that the woman is Amy Mann, which is wild. Yeah. And then she's missing a toe. Like, yikes. God,
that's so, like, upsetting to me.
How much money? Like, for, you know, they're gonna have to split the million by three at least. So I don't think
or worth four. It. Like, there was four little... of them, weren't there?
Yes, there is. Oof. Basically, Peter Stolmar, Stormare, Flea, a tall tall real German guy, and then Amy Mann are the four Germans.
Yeah.
Also, why did she have to cut her toe off? Like, is anyone really going to be able to identify like a female
women's
compared
toe.
To? Yeah.
No.
Or just do a fake, do a little like pig in a blanket. I don't know, man. I know you probably
he's angry
fake it,
but... later when they're like fighting. And he's like, my girlfriend lost her toe. It's like, you did that. You made that choice.
It's pretty
you did
dark.
Not have to do that.
Yeah.
That is dark. Choice. Very upsetting.
Speaking
and her
of
shoe
which,
has
it's
to be
time
cut
for
open.
Our...
Oh, it's another
time
ad.
For our third and final ad break. So here you go.
Lingon Berry Pancakes. They're tasty, they are delicious. It's entirely possible. Lingon Berries are nutritious. Leave all those pigs and blankets behind. Order some Lingon Berry Pancakes every time. We believe in nothing, we believe in nothing, we believe in nothing
but pancakes.
Now down.
Pancakes.
It's like very sprockets.
That kind of takes place at German Corner, I suppose. Yeah.
One of the lines that they say is that you just heard at the end of that one, and it is "Wake up, asshole."
But in German.
In German, yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
Okay, good. I was hoping we'd have our German Corner.
Yes.
And I'm asking the ad company to do some better refinement of that. We'll see if they have time. So,
I thought it was great.
And if you don't like, if you don't like it, then they did not have enough time to refine.
No, I think it's great.
I think it's awesome.
So they go back to the mansion, and Bunny's car is crashed, and she's there.
Yeah, I guess she's just like, out of control.
Oh, Bunny's here.
She parks. Yeah.
And they want to know where the money is, because now they're like pissed about the embezzlement. Or is it just the dude? Or Walter's there too.
Walter's there.
The dude and Walter.
Yeah. And I think they have it figured out. I feel like they know where the money is. It was like phone books, right? Like, I think they already figured out. Like, I think they're just trying to be like, why did you do this? Like, why are you sending me around? Or they kind of figure it out. It's more of like just a confrontation, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the whole like, this will not stand kind of thing.
And then they decide to pull the Big Lebowski out of his wheelchair, which was not a nice thing to do, even.
It's no. Just amazing.
And he falls to the ground, and he can't walk. So.
And then we have some dog face licking as well to add insult to injury. Yeah. Or a nice treat to the injury, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on how you feel about that.
So then we go back to the bowling alley. Oh, go ahead.
No, just there is a Walter line of just, he's like, as if we would ever dream of taking your money when it was his idea to like steal the money.
I enjoyed that just too.
Amazing.
Yeah. So they go back to the bowling alley, and this is where we just have this like epic, the Germans are in the parking lot lighting the car on fire.
Well, first we see Donnie miss, like not get a strike for the first time.
Oh yeah,
in the
Okay,
I didn't know if I clocked that.
They're pretty good bowlers.
They're very good bowlers. They're in regionals.
What is the point of bowling over and over again if you just always get strikes? I don't understand.
I mean, I don't think you...
Why?
It's very hard to get 300, which is like a perfect game. Mm-hmm. And so it's... I don't know. The purpose of bowling for me is to drink beer and somewhat do okay at this sport.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If it's like with competitive bowling, if you like when people watch it on TV, they're just like, strike.
Yeah, it seems like they should have made it harder at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
Add a couple more pins.
You're going to rile up all our bowler listeners, Bridget.
Oh, sorry.
PGA or whatever.
Well, write in and tell me what's going on there.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem that hard. It is hard, but like if you're just doing the same thing over and over again, why is it fun
Agreed.
To watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, now we're out in the parking lot.
Right.
Well, and Hayes, we see his Jesus. He's mad too because they rescheduled the tournament for another night, but then they're there, right? So that's making him irritated. And then the Germans have set his car on fire.
Man, this scene is wild.
It's
and
just
upsetting.
Wild and upsetting the whole thing.
The beating, the ear bite. Oof.
The ear flying up in the air.
Flea getting a bowling ball to the stomach.
The chest.
Jesus.
He didn't enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But come on, the fight between the tall German and the dude of just like him swinging the bag and just like, take the money. And the other guy.
Yeah.
Just,
what does he keep on saying?
I think I'll fuck you or something like that.
I will.
Like,
yeah. Totally.
It's some sort of like bad grammar swear.
Yeah. And then like my next note, like I was like, did Donnie die? Like I just kept on thinking it was going to be somebody else. And it was like a misdirection. And then like, oh no.
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack because of this wild fight that would give somebody a heart attack.
Yeah.
Man, what a turn. Ooh.
I know. I'm really sad about that.
Yeah.
Donnie was a nice guy.
I don't understand why he has to die in this movie. Like, of all the people, of all the things, like, and when they cut to that, like, very creepy, vacant, echoey funeral home, like, I'm just like, oh, maybe they're doing a funeral for like the Big Lebowski, or maybe like maybe it was like some sort of ruse,
or maybe it's actually a wedding, like in
or maybe
Grumpy
it's a
Old
wedding,
Men.
Right? Yeah. Maybe it's like a yeah, it's you know, when you're like, am I at a funeral?
Yeah, no, I just really wedding. Thought it was somehow, and I was almost worried too. I'm like, oh god, it's probably going to be for the dog, and they think I don't care about the dog, but I actually do. And then it was like, oh shit, it's actually for Donnie. I mean, what a bummer that like these two guys are the only people that are scattering his ashes. I mean, the dude is indifferent to him. I don't think the dude says anything to him the whole movie. And then Walter is just screaming at him the whole movie. It is kind of a, that whole situation is kind of a bummer. I think it's supposed to be. I don't know.
It was. Got me bummed out. So
and there's probably another like film noir trope of like someone important always dies that, you know, and I think that was that turn that they just tacked on.
A turn, and then I mean, it is John Goodman just screaming, "Damn it!" about the cost of this urn is funny. I mean, like he just commits.
Just because like we're bereaved doesn't make us saps.
Yeah, yeah. Just the oh man, his intensity.
So they don't want to pay for the urn, so they put his ashes in a Folgers coffee can.
They go to Ralph's. Yeah,
and they take him to the beach to like a cliff.
Which, I dig this. You know the. Yeah, sure. No sense paying money into this racket that is
a funeral game. If you're going to just sprinkle them all over the dude's face.
Right.
Ultimately. Always check the wind, PSA.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just... Downwind.
Yeah, and the fact that like John Goodman gives this like eulogy about Donnie that's like sort of about Donnie, but also more about Vietnam. And it's also just like, of all the people, like you were so mean to him.
Like, you can't... He was nice to him as he was dying. Which is why I thought he was going to live, because he was being, he was like really sweet. Not that you wouldn't be, but I was like, okay, when the stuff hits the fan, they really care about each other.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
What was it? Have you guys watched American Fiction?
No.
No.
You mean with Jeffrey?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm halfway through. I watched some of it.
Okay.
Which I'm like,
you'd have seen this scene that
I was
fine with it, where they're like, the neighbor goes, is like, is that human remains?
And they have a permit for that? Yeah. Like,
fuck you, Roger. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this I think a my TV favorite show?
No, it was a movie.
It's good. It's good so far, but there's an ashes scattering scene.
So they go back to the bowling alley. Yep. Sam Elliott is there.
Yeah.
And they sort of wrap things up, and then
dude does not seem phased.
The dude abides, which I was reading was based on, is it Ecclesiastics? It's some Bible, like, or Old Testament, I'm not sure, quote where it's like, basically, like, all of this stuff happens on earth and the earth remains the same, like the earth will always. And so it, like, I think it's like this parallel of like all this chaotic stuff happens around the dude, but he's unchanged. Like he won't, he's not changed by his surroundings, because it's like the earth abides or something. I don't know. It's
right.
Some, like,
yeah.
Biblical
that,
quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sam Elliott just like looks at us and like wraps it up. Oh my gosh.
Tells us that Julianne Moore is pregnant.
Oh yeah. A little Lebowski or something. Right?
Little dude.
A little dude. Oh my gosh.
It's on the way.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. And then his last line is just like, bartender, get me another sarsaparilla.
Gotta be that good sarsaparilla. Sioux City sarsaparilla. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. And is that's the movie?
Yeah. Do we have any questions? I think I asked mine along the way.
One second. Yeah. My couchmate Nora had so many. Hers was like, what did Walter do for a living or in a previous life? I think we already said that he runs a security firm now. And then it's, while he was in the military, there are like rumors that maybe he wasn't, or that he wasn't maybe on the front lines. There was like a cook or something, but
yeah, I could definitely see that.
And then how often did they say, what are you talking about? Which that wasn't one of the ones that I was able to look up, but I'm sure
Walter saying, am I wrong all the time too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the worst quality in a friend.
And then final question was just what do the rest of them do for a living and how do they pay their rents? And like I said, all I know is from a previous draft, the dude was supposed to have like Rubik's Cube inheritance money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not very much.
No. He was a third cousin of Dr. Rubik's.
Yeah. Cool. Well, do we want to start with dummers?
How about hummers, bummers, and dummers?
How about them?
Smoking too much of that pot, Katie.
I just got nervous because I knew I had to pick.
That makes me nervous.
I got
nervous
ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I know. Well, let's start with dumber. and I can start. I think it's dumb or just tricky to drive down a highway without a windshield. When they drove back from Sellers' house, they're all like, their hair is just gusting. And I'm like, you are going to get some retinal tear. Like, I don't, riding a bicycle with that, I always have like sunglasses or like glasses on just of anything that comes up. And I'm like, man, going like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Me too. Going 60 miles an hour without a windshield. All of it. I'm like, whoof. I don't think that's how that's going to go. So yeah.
Mine can just be at the end, I think, I don't know, a couple lines from Sam Elliott are just, he's very invested in this bowling tournament. I just find that his interest, I don't know why it sort of irked me. It's like, sure, this like mystery and murder and death and whatever, but you are truly invested. You spent like a third of your recap on how they're going to do in this bowling tournament. And I think it was the same thing that with Glee, not that I ever watched it, but like how the concentration on regionals, and it's like, you shouldn't care about this Bushy McBush mustache. Just, yeah, dumber.
I was also thinking about like, you should be suspicious of somebody that just goes to a bowling alley to like enjoy the bar. I'm like, I don't know. There are other bars.
The dude, I mean, the dude is kind of dumb. And I feel like I'm trying to understand the male psyche. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like climb deep inside. And is there like a real adoration and like a real wanting to be the dude? Or what is it that makes men drawn to this character so much as like an anti-hero? But also like the base of the dumber is just like, lock your door. That's my like base. Ooh, of the dumber.
Yeah.
Is like, totally. If his door does not lock, just lock the door. Like, that was what I was going to say, but it led into that's kind of question dumber.
Go ahead.
Katie, stop female-splaining over this right now.
I was just going to say, like, maybe...
This is the one time.
Maybe he didn't have to use to lock his door, but now that you're in the center of a crime ring, maybe, like, start locking it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lock your door.
I mean, he tried to up the security.
I know.
Having, like, a best friend that runs a security company, he would have had better ideas.
Right.
But no, I think sort of the draw of the dude is that, first of all, he's just this laid-back character what will, but then, you know, sometimes there's a dude for every time, and it's like he gets this call to action, and like every guy thinks, well, no matter how lazy I am, if I get a call to action to solve this problem and save the damsel or whatever, I will be able to do it, but I can just keep my baseline super lazy. And I think that's the dream.
Maybe so. Wow. Yeah, could be.
I will commend
his hair.
Hopefully
my wife isn't listening to this.
He's
supposed to be an everyman. Yeah.
I will commend his hair. I thought it was very nice hair.
A really good wave.
Really nice wave. And especially when he like clipped it back.
That clip is bowling. So intense. It looks like a...
It's like a big barrette. What is it
that they use like the OBGYN? It's like
a... Oh, you think it's a forceps? Oh.
It looks like a speculum. What is it called? You know what I mean?
Forceps.
No,
that's
forceps are going to
be one
baby
not for the
out.
Resident.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Well, speculum.
Speculum. Looks like a speculum. Anyway.
It's the same kind of clip they use when you're getting your hair cut. It's like
It's just like, so it seems like it'd be like so heavy to carry around. So I guess bummers.
Yeah.
I have a very specific bummer.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a twist, but it's like this line that Walter says. I actually really like the line. And it's like when the dude is back freaking out about being involved in this crime thing. And Walter says, now that is just ridiculous, dude. No one's going to cut your dick off. And I feel like it's such a in the way that he said it, I'm like, oh, it would have been so much better in a Baltimore accent. It's like, now that is just ridiculous, dude. No one is gonna cut your dick off, you know? Like, even the way he said it, I'm like, he almost did it. Like, Walter, if he had a Baltimore accent, might be more of like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
More disarming.
That is more just ridiculous, dude.
Working class Baltimore.
TDS. Yeah, anyway.
I have a lot of bummers in this movie, but I think I'm just gonna pick like Larry's mom is my bummer because
Pilar,
because her husband is in an iron lung and her son is awful. And he's like stealing cars, but then also just being like completely insubordinate, like not
stonewalling
speaking,
them. Yeah,
and stonewalling, and like, what is her life like? How did? And she's like trying to be so pleasant, and like, there's just like not good women in this movie at all, Like the only thing Tara Reid ever says is she'll like give the dude a blowjob for $1,000, and then there's just like boobs on a trampoline, and I'm like, Pilar, you poor woman, like. Ugh, I feel bad for her. I just want her to get out of the house. Maybe she should be with the guy next door. He has a nice car. We did.
Yes. Seems like kind of violent too.
She's standing by her man. You know, Pilar is God's gift. Yeah, it's just like, she's great. She's great. No, I feel you on that one. Mine is going to be, and I think this comes from the fact that I do look up a little bit to the dude. That there's I figured you would love that. That an early scene when he first meets Bunny, he just beelines over to her, stands right in front of her. She didn't invite him over. He just like walks and then stands and stares at her for a second before she says like, blow out my, and it ends up being like, oh, she's the one who's like saying something suggestive. But no, he starts off by just walking over there and standing over her.
Yeah,
it's like it's
I know
a little
what you
like
mean.
Creepy, and it gives this whole shade to him the rest of the movie that I only really caught this time watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, let's.
I agree.
Let's keep it together, Lebowski. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hummers, right?
Mm-hmm. My Hummer is very simple. It's Julianne Moore's green robe.
Yeah.
I just enjoy that green robe. I want it. It's velour, velveteen, and it's pretty, and it looks comfortable, and I want it. Yeah. So I'll make that my Hummer.
Yeah. Her in general, I did enjoy her this film. So I'll pivot and say that my Hummer is John Turturro's control over his body. To me is amazing. The way he is just doing a worm, not on the floor somehow. Even like, I know, I think it was his idea to like shine the bowling ball like that is wild. The way he's doing that, he just kind of like has this like mime like motion, and he's so tall and lanky, which I don't really think of him as, but I was really impressed. I was like, he is doing some like gymnastics. So I liked it.
Apparently that character got cut way down, and then he was still able
to
add
some
stuff to it.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, just, yeah, it felt like they didn't have time or something, because it's like, you've developed this whole person.
Yeah.
They did some sort of like weird sequel that's all about that character. I refuse to watch it, but
yeah, I don't know about that.
So
yeah.
Anyways, the less said, probably the better. Yeah. My Hummer is just going to be the nonverbal expressions in this movie. Just we've already talked a little bit about Brandt and just his like cringiness, or even like Donnie and the dude in the background whenever like Walter is going off on a tangent. And you might not like this one, but there's the during the trampoline scene, there's that one guy's face that's just so excited.
Yeah, and I noticed that too. I was thinking what direction.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah, I get that what he's looking at probably doesn't hold up, but like his just face of joy is,
but probably all on some serious drugs.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. But like, yeah, all the sort of nonverbal direction that they got in this movie is amazing, even though the Coens are known for like their writing and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right.
Oh, should we talk about our outfits?
Let's talk about our outfits.
Katie.
Yes.
I see that you are assistant to probably an artistic person, and therefore you need to be wearing jorts overalls. Because that's what one does. I don't know if you noticed the people operating the swing wearing those jorts overalls.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
give it another watch. It's amazing. You just have a hat on that has Knox Harrington's laugh that's just written out as like,
which is incredible. Thank you for noticing. Bridget, I like your cowboy hat a la Sam Elliott that you're rocking, and your t-shirt that, you know, like is just championing the arts, and has a picture of a playwright, and a playwright mixed with a ferret that just says David Marmot. Which is wild. Ugh. It took me a while to get it, actually.
Yeah,
it
might be too high concept. Like exposure therapy for me because yes. I don't like
any of that ferrets except for theater. You like theater.
I do like theater, yeah. But I so don't
pairing
like
it together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Philip, I appreciate you've shaved your beard into like the dude 90s goatee of it all. Mm-hmm. It's like yeah. very 90s, I think, to have a goatee like that. Mm-hmm. And then your shirt is just like a tumbleweed, and he's like at a bar, and he's just says like, what is he saying? He says, a whole? No, I'll take a half and half. And it's weird. It doesn't really make sense to me, but he's a tumbleweed narrator. Yeah. And so he's the one that wrote it. Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
If you're smoking a lot of pot, it
yeah, makes sense, exactly. You know, exactly.
For all totally. Our outfits.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's that time, right? Is it for yes. real? And we yes. should plug again, which we will at the end, Creative Alliance's interactive movie night on May 31st. So no matter if this movie is for real or not, that event is for real. So super yeah. go.
If you've listened this far, you know
exactly.
love it. So if you go to the show.
Yeah, totally. Yes. I was delighted to learn that they have the dress up, the costume context in intermission. That's fun. They did that for Death Becomes Her as well.
Which a lot is, of good bathrooms come on.
Yeah. If they get a million people to attend that show, we are going to be getting 10% of the door.
Yes, 10%. Plus more ads.
You know, if anybody has a robe like Julianne Moore's, they should wear it to that event.
They have to go. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it seems like a misdirection that I was saying. I actually, I do think this movie is for real. This movie is not necessarily for me. I mean, Bridget, I definitely relate to you, and that's like what, like definitely the college boys that I knew, the quotable quotes. It's almost like I had to be taught this was a quotable movie. You know, like I Same. Know it's a quotable movie because everybody quotes it. I don't know if like I would have thought that if I watched it in a corner by myself. And so, you know, it ages fairly well, but I do think like these characters are. Like if it were made today, like I keep on thinking like the upgrade is the guy from High Maintenance, and he's just a little more gentle. It's like a little more feminist, yeah. I suppose. And so the lack of women in this film is kind of a bummer. But in general, I do think it's I understand why it's such a cult classic, and I do think it'd be actually very fun to watch at like an interactive movie night, because man, people know this movie like the back of their hands, and I'm sure there's like tons of different fun like interactive things you're gonna throw at the screen and like quotes you're gonna say. And I will say like as I had a ton of bummers in this movie, but anytime it bummed me out, there was something very funny that happened right afterwards. So it's quirky, and at the time, I'm sure it was just like so unique, like so unlike a lot of other stuff that had been made. So. Yeah, I'm going to say it's for real.
Well, I feel
Richard, you wanna go?
If I had watched this movie in like a silo of some kind, like if I had never heard of it or thought of it and somebody suggested it and I watched it, I'd be like, I just don't get it. I don't get this. It's not that I don't get it. I get it. I just don't understand why it's so quotable and why it's so... Again, I just have a question about the dude as like a hero for people or men specifically, but because I didn't watch it in a solo and silo, and because I do know that it is adored by so many people, like I feel like I don't want to strip that away from them. It's just not for me. It's like, I appreciate humor. I appreciate mystery. There were parts of it that I thought were funny. Like I love Philip Seymour Hoffman, but there's just like something about a movie like this that is so excluding about women. And so something about it is just not for my brain. And so I guess I'm going to say it's for real, but I'm going to say it's for real, like begrudgingly. And I am really curious about how the two hosts at the Creative Alliance will talk about it. And like, maybe like, is that on their brain at all? I'm curious. Is they're speaking about it? I'll just stop there for real, begrudgingly.
I will. Let's see. The first time I watched this movie, I actually watched it with my parents. Was home from college, and just it's not a great movie to watch with your parents. I don't think I got it the first time either. And didn't like I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't like love it. I've watched it so many times since then, and I honestly do think it's close to a perfect comedy movie. It's probably in my top five movies. So you just got to watch it 20 more times, Bridget. And
No. I could see it
no,
getting
it's
better with time, with the quotes and like being able to anticipate the darkness. Like if the darkness doesn't hit you in the face as much. Sorry, Phil, I interrupted.
no, it's made by the Coen brothers, who they're whether you like their movies or don't, they make very well done, very thought out movies. And even though this is sort of a comedy, it's very intricately built and well written. And and I don't think that always comes off first. Like I said, it sort of happened to me, but I think as you watch it sort of becomes better, and these jokes sort of get ingrained in you. And then it does speak to sort of stoner college boys as well, and so I think that sort of ingrains on me. But it's I think it is so well written. Like everything is a callback to something in the movie, and then it's built on just film noir tropes, which I'm a sucker for as well. So no, it's for me there's not a lot wrong with it, and it's like I said, it's one of my favorite movies. So for real.
It's interesting. Oh yes. Good. Okay, for real. It's interesting, like if I wonder if they knew it was going to work on multiple levels like that, where like they are known for these like intricate screenplays like Fargo and all of these things that are like critically acclaimed, but this like definitely hit like college stoner culture. And I wonder if they were like no knew it was going to hit so much with like this generation. It didn't even seem like it was for that audience, but it like that's the audience that really like glommed onto it. It's just interesting.
Yeah, I
Look, I
mean, I don't know
appreciated
who this was
oh.
for.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I don't know
appreciated
either.
that the dude like was smoking weed, but it wasn't like a weed comedy. It wasn't like
No.
I
There's
don't
not
know.
drug trips,
I
there's
haven't seen
dreams,
Dude,
but
Where's
yeah.
My Car in a minute,
Oh my
but
God.
they do say Dude, Where's My Car in this movie. But
That's funny.
I don't know which came first, but the
That's so
to me
funny.
that's probably like more of a stoner movie, I guess, or like I don't know where I do appreciate that it was just like, oh no, I'm just smoking weed, but it's not his whole identity, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
That's
don't know.
true.
Yeah. Well, I have to because of all of those men that said this to me, so now they have to deal with it. Take this.
Come on, rails on.
Could you just, man, I've had a rough day and I just fucking hate the Eagles.
I love it. I
Oh,
love them.
I do too.
What was the music that they play with John Turturro? The is it Hotel California?
It's a Spanish version of Hotel
Yeah,
California.
I
Yeah.
loved it. I was like, ooh, I
I
like
think
this
it's
song.
Gypsy Kings.
Okay, got it.
Once again, that was played in the background of our table where we were serving up a cooler full of Liam and me.
Well, everyone, if you're still listening, please check out creativealliance.org, May 31st, interactive movie. Thank you so much to Jen for doing the
Yeah, thank you,
intro,
Jen.
and
Yeah,
have
that was
fun
cool.
hosting. Yeah, should be cool.
Hope we get some good
Wish
kickback
I
from
could
those
be there.
ads.
I know, yeah. Can't wait to
Well,
see where
yeah,
those ads
I'm
take this
waiting for
podcast.
those 69-cent checks to clear. So,
Right.
All right, till next time.
See ya.
Toodaloo.
In a world where people watch movies, I
think I'm gonna watch a movie.
sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.